Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Thanks to a murder in ancient Rome and a play written by William Shakespeare, people are still proclaiming, "Beware the Ides of March." This infamous day has become synonymous with betrayal, lost loyalty, and unwelcome surprises. So what is the Ides of March, and should it really make us wary? Ancient Romans, those clever folks known for aqueducts and amphitheaters, also had a hand in developing a predecessor to our modern calendar. The name they created for the first day of each month, calends, eventually led to the modern word, calendar. They also determined that one day each month would be known as Ides, a day that often corresponded with religious observances. According to their reckoning, the Ides fell on the 13th day of each month, with the exceptions of March, May, July, and October, when the Ides occurred on the 15th. But it was the Ides of March that became a real stickler. It presented a deadline on which citizens were expected to settle all of their debts. It became a day of celebration for those who received payment and a day of woe for those who paid. For many, it was probably a little of both. The concept of Ides was closely tied to the way people of ancient Rome tracked the passage of time. The Latin root of Ide means to divide, and in keeping with the sentiment, the Ides took place about midway through each month. The Ides also corresponded with the rise of the full moon. This worked well for as long as the lunar cycle and the calendar months matched up as expected. Eventually, however, a mismatch between the two was apparent. A solution was presented in about 45 BCE, when days were added or removed so that the calendar would stay in sync with astronomical seasons, such as solstices and equinoxes. The resulting Julian calendar was based on Earth's revolutions around the sun. It was a 365-day year divided into 12 months, with an additional day added every 4 years to resync the calendar, an event now known as a leap year. The Julian calendar was named posthumously for the military general and politician Julius Caesar, who had declared himself ruler of the Roman Republic back in 49 BCE. For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke via email with Kelly Ann Diamond, PhD, an assistant teaching professor at Villanova University. She said, What is interesting is that the change came about after Caesar had spent some time in Egypt, specifically in the city of Alexandria. The Egyptians had developed previously a calendar of 365 days. However, they did not add that extra day, so the Egyptian calendar drifted one day every 4 years. Through ancient writings, including those of the philosopher Plutarch, it was recorded that Caesar sought help from expert mathematicians, including in Alexandria, in adjusting the calendar. And Diamond said, "This is important to note because ancient Egypt does not always receive the credit it deserves as part of the foundation of Western culture. Usually, the story begins and ends with Julius Caesar, and relegated to the footnotes is the fact that the Egyptians were technologically savvy and passed on their wisdom to the Roman world." For a time, this Julian calendar seemed to propose an ideal solution, until people realized that an extra day every 4 years was too many, and a modified Gregorian calendar was developed in 1582. The Gregorian calendar is now used as the official civilian time tracker in most parts of the world. Even so, the Ides of March from the Julian calendar is still part of our collective consciousness, thanks in large part to Caesar's untimely death and the Shakespeare play that immortalized it. Okay, in 44 BCE, about 5 years into Julius Caesar's rule of Rome, things seemed to be going well. He had a number of military victories under his belt after taking over parts of what's now Belgium, France, Germany, Spain, and Switzerland, and he was generally quite popular among his constituents. Caesar had appointed several political leaders that comprised Rome's Senate, but tensions were building. Members of the Senate worried that Caesar's mounting popularity and his recent self-appointment as dictator in perpetuity would lead to a disastrous political outcome for Rome. Some senators feared Caesar would disband the Senate and rule of his own accord without their input. The brewing opposition to Caesar's rule came to a head on the Ides of March, March 15th, in 44 BCE, when about 40 Roman senators stabbed Caesar to death as the group was on its way to a sporting event at the Theater of Pompeii in Rome. The conspiracy, led by Gaius Cassius Longinus and Marcus Junius Brutus, was kept under wraps by the dozens of senators involved. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Kate Wiswell, historical hobbyist and author. She said, "Julius Caesar managed to anger enough people that he was taken out by his own Senate for the greater good. Sadly, his removal did not usher in the revolution people had hoped for, because they fought so much about how to replace him that they ended up with yet another empirical Caesar just like him." After a period of public outrage and a series of civil wars, Caesar's nephew, Octavian, began calling himself Caesar Augustus and claimed rule of what would become the Roman Empire, ending ancient Rome's brush with a government ruled by representatives of the people. But fast forward to the turn of the 1600s CE. Throughout the Renaissance, there had been a renewed interest in cultural touchstones of the past as a way to help society move forward. This included an interest in, for example, the historical events of ancient Rome. Back in the 1300s, Dante had written Brutus and Cassius into the deepest part of the deepest circle of hell in his work Inferno. It's no surprise that Shakespeare chose this richly metaphored and richly biographied story as the basis of a play. Julius Caesar was probably the first play performed upon the grand opening of the New Globe Theater in 1599, and it was actually just one of four plays about Caesar from that decade that have survived. But the ethical questions that Shakespeare's play raises have helped it survive across centuries. And with it, the line, "Beware the Ides of March," spoken to Caesar by a soothsayer, a predictor of the future, whom Caesar promptly ignores. So that's where the phrase comes from, and why you probably don't need to beware of March 15th. Unless you're getting a little overly ambitious there. If so, might want to check that. Today's episode is based on the article "No Need to Beware the Ides of March, Actually," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.